from Vietnam, he hardly said a word. He never spoke of what he left behind. He'd kneel before his altar, prayers were all his family heard. His supplications were for peace of mind. His first stop was Westminster, they called it Little Saigon. But his kids wanted more of a big city life, and so on, Vin moved on. Now he feels at home in Koreatown, at his place at Arolo and 8th. They've got plenty of markets that he can afford, and houses of worship to practice his faith. He's grateful he moved to Koreatown. His kids like the kids on the block. His son is a fan of the Lakers and Kings. His talented daughter is practicing Bach. Kenesha is a CPA who has no friends at work. The frantic pace leaves her no time to think. The job is pretty thankless, and her manager's a jerk. She always feels as if she needs a drink. When she finally boards the Purple Line, each day at 5:05, a smile breaks across her face, her spirits come alive. 'Cause she feels at home in Koreatown, from the moment she gets off the train. She'll meet her friends just a few blocks away, where their choices for dinner are truly insane. She's grateful she moved to Koreatown. Her apartment is small, but it's clean. She's got a great view of the Hollywood Hills, and the Art Deco will turn's majestic blue-green. With so many people at work and at play, there are feelings the friction ignites. Koreatown's right in the heart of LA, and sometimes the older folks get deja vu. They remember the looters below and the shooters above, and the glare of the TV crew lights. There was little to gain, there was nothing to love in the spring of 92. What the old folks call Saigu. What is the new generation to do? Kid who always gets straight A's. He'd like to change the whole world if he could. He knows so much is broken, but he says it's just a phase. Deep down he thinks that everyone is good. His best friend thinks he's too naive. His best friend's named Jesus. He tells him, "I'm the savior, man. What is your excuse?" They both feel at home in Koreatown, though sometimes it's hard to connect. They argue a lot, but they learn a lot too. They realize the secret is in the respect. They're glad they grew up in Koreatown, where people will voice their concern. 'Cause one thing they know from their own give and take, if nobody listens, nobody learns. Living in Koreatown is living in the world.